Abalone poaching comes in two forms, explains California Fish and Game Warden Tiffany Stinson. There's simple poaching and commercial harvesting.
Poaching could be maybe taking a couple over the limit for your family, failure to fill out your report card so you can get a couple more per year. Commercial harvest is you're selling the abalone on the black market for a profit.
When a single abalone can be sold for $100 to $150, there's a strong economic incentive to look for ways around the law, adds Mendocino County Warden Don Powers. Although he says some poachers take care to minimize their legal risk.
I see a lot of people take up to about 10 or 11 abalone, and they tend to stop right there. Under 5521.5 of the Fish and Game Code, it's prima facie evidence you're taking the abalone for commercial purposes if you take 13 or more. Under that section, they're generally facing jail time as well as a minimum $15,000 fine, up to $40,000 fine. So all these guys will stay under that number, and they know it.
Other violators abuse or manipulate the tags issued by Fish and Game to monitor the number of abalone being taken.
It's not uncommon for me to catch people with two cards because that way they're cheating the system. And we've had a hard time keep track of any of that unless we can catch them with the two cards. Because they could buy one, say, in San Francisco, one in Ukiah, and nobody knows any better. We'll catch guys that got 10 abalone report cards. We'll catch guys with a book of abalone report cards.
A new automated system for selling the cards and tracking who's buying them should cut down on those abuses, but will still likely have little impact on the aggressive poachers who take advantage of the thin presence of wardens along the coast.
They may just take 3 abalone, but do it every single day and never fill out their card. They're only allowed to take 24 abalone in a season. But these guys, they're taking 3 every day, and they're going one day in Sonoma County here, one day in Mendo County there. They're using different vehicles. They're doing drop-offs. They're having lookouts. Say they only do it 10 days out of the month, and they take 3 abalone, that's $3,000 a month for them.
Other violators simply try to extract as many abalone as they can, says Warden Stinson.
They have other people that go in the water, and one person passes several abalone to other people. So typically, if we're watching a group, we would watch them pass the abalone and take abalone for not only themselves, but for the other people in their group. Sometimes people just come to shore with an overlimit, but more often they pass them in the water.
When operations of this sort are busted, says Powers, they are consistently and aggressively prosecuted. But even that can fail to be an effective deterrent.
We had two individuals, Randy Appleyard and Otis Dean Palmer. These guys were at Jug Handle, took about 87 abalone. They're taking them for commercial purposes. They admitted it. They both got a year in jail, and they got a $15,000 fine. Well, we caught them again last year, just doing the same thing again. We catch Palmer with a different individual. They take about 50 abalone behind the Little River Cemetery, and we catch Randy Appleyard with the same guy that Palmer was diving with a week before, and they took 49 abalone at Jug Handle. They're just doing it again to pay off their fines. Maybe we'll get their attention this time. They got 2 years in prison and a $20,000 fine.
What happens to the poached red abalone? Many make their way to restaurants or private buyers, while others are cut up, dried, and sold around the Pacific Rim. Yet another obscure animal purported to have aphrodisiac properties. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.